Unit 5 Economics Teacher. Twofold role of the economics teacher. Role of the teacher in the overall development of the student. Second, specific role of a teacher of economics. Multifarious role of the economics teacher in pupils' development. Like the teacher of any other subject, an economics teacher has to perform several roles for the many-sided development of the personality of their students. Broadly speaking, he is expected to work for realization of four objectives, namely to enable the child to learn or to gain information and knowledge, to be, to do, and to live a harmonious life. Some of the important roles for the realization of these objectives are listed below. First, confident. A teacher is expected to win the confidence of the students so that they express their feelings freely, if need be in private. Second, democrat. He is expected to observe democratic values so as to prepare his students for a democratic way of life. Third, equalizer. He should treat all students on the basis of equality. He should work for developing an egalitarian outlook in students. Fourth, facilitator of learning. He works for promotion of significant learning in his students. Fifth, friend and philosopher. He must perform the role of the friend and philosopher to his students. Six, group leader. As a leader to the social group in the class, he must develop a suitable climate and cohesion. Seven, guidance, counselor and helper. He provides academic, career and personal guidance to his students. 8. Initiator. He is supposed to play the role of an initiator by exploring the new technology to the best advantage of the students and the progress of education. He should play the role of an innovator of educational ideas, practices, and systems. 9. Role model. He is envisaged to behave in a manner whereby traits exemplified by him may to emulated by his students. 10. Directive. He acts as a directive to find out the shortcomings of the students, committing of offenses and law breaking tendencies also, if any. 11. Judge. He evaluates the academic and other performance of the students in an impartial manner. 12. Limiter or reducer of anxiety. Anxiety, A-N-X-I-E-T-Y. He can help students control their impulses and reduce anxiety about their conduct and performance in different problematic situations. Third, moral educator. His important function is to inculcate attitudes and moral values cherished by society in the students. 14. Parent substitute. He can play the role of ideal parents by treating students with affection and care. 15. Irrationalist. He should set an example of a rationalist by basing his action on reason. Reason. 16. Referee. He is expected to settle disputes among students in an objective manner. 17. Reformer. His entry work consists of bringing about appropriate changes in his students for their full development. 18. Resource person. He is expected to serve as a resource person for his students as he possesses knowledge of the student, of the subject matter and skills better than his pupils. 19. Secularist. He should play the role of a secularist by having an open mind of the belief of students. 20. Upholder of the norms and values. He must present the norms of value of society in a dignified manner. Main functions and responsibility of the economics teacher. The following are his main functions and responsibilities. First, character development of students. Second, effective teaching learning. Third, adjusting individual differences. Fourth, classroom management. Fifth, evaluation of pupils' performance. Sixth, curriculum development and implementation. Seven, developing good family and community relations. Eight, total school effectiveness. Nine, professional growth and ethics. Character development. For these, the teachers first creates an atmosphere of purposeful order, enlist pupils' assistance in orderly, friendly, courteous and cooperative impersonal relations. Second, develops a respect for the rights, privileges and opinions of others. Third, creates group situation which will develop desirable leadership and followership qualities in the pupils. Fourth, sets a standard of classroom and school environment behavior which conforms to social acceptable behavior. Fifth, directs discussion and develops understanding on moral and other ethical issues in order to develop the understanding of the reason for ethical standard. Six, encourages his pupils' thinking and action. Techniques of teaching. This includes first, selecting material, teaching aids and methods which will facilitate the learning process and stimulated students' desire for further learning. Second, meeting the needs, background and capacities of the children being taught. T-A-U-G-H-T, taught. Third, teaching by use of a suitable variety of lectures, discussions, demonstrations, visual and oral presentations, recitation, directed group efforts, experimentation, special projects, and field trips. Fourth, analyzing and evaluating the effectiveness of various teaching techniques in order to improve the learning process. Fifth, enduring, ENDEAVOURING, to obtain and maintain pupil interest and attention so that teaching is done in a respective environment. Six, enduring to assure that material taught in applied in such a manner so as to develop a pattern of understanding in other areas. 7. Encouraging and guiding critical thinking by pupils. 8. Developing desirable work and study skills and habits. 9. Enlisting pupil participation in the lesson planning process. 10. Developing broad outlines and objectives to be obtained within prescribed limits for a subject or skill area based upon the needs and interests of the specific group of pupils. 11. Assuring that preparation adequate to ensure purposeful and directed teaching proceeds all actual classroom teaching. 12. Making suitable lesson plans and other necessary arrangements for substitutes. Adjusting to individual differences and development levels. This calls for, first, drawing upon and applying the basic knowledge of the psychology of the child in order to establish readiness for learning. Second, making an effort to know as much as possible about the background and out of school environment of each child in order to improve the teaching learning process. Third, developing in each pupil a sense of personal growth and values. Fourth, maintaining discipline by being consistently friendly, fair and firm. Fifth, handling behavior problems in a controlled manner. Classroom management. This means, first, assigning responsibilities to pupils for the care and housekeeping of the classroom's physical assets. Second, developing, preparing, or providing material and equipment and displaying it in a manner so as to improve the learning situation. Third, maintaining the school room in a healthful and safe condition, assuring proper lighting, ventilation, etc. Fourth, preparing and maintaining orderly and accurately all required records such as attention register, evaluation of and reporting of pupil performance. This comprises, first, devising and administering appropriate tests to measure the level and quality of pupil learning. Second, interpreting test results and relating in fields to pupil progress or lack of it in order to improve the teaching and learning process. Third, evaluating pupil performance through reports, recitations, homework, and other type of assignment. Fourth, reporting pupil achievements and progress to parents by means of conference and progress reports. Fifth, cooperating and enlisting the cooperation of a school specialist in the progress of pupil evaluation as required. Curriculum development and implementation. This implies. First, participating in grade level or subject matter study of existing curricula and in the development of improved expanded curricula. Second, determining the object, scope and methods of the grade and subjects to be taught. Third, devising assignment when necessary in order to enrich the teaching program for pupils. Fourth, correlation subject matter with the curriculum of other subjects. Developing good family and community relations. This envisages. First, participating in parent teacher associations and similar activities. Second, participating in community affairs. Third, making himself available to parents at scheduled times of discuss pupil progress and behavior. Fourth, evincing a sympathetic, helpful and understanding attitudes towards parents and their children's schooling problems. Fifth, establishing and maintaining a good relationship with parents and reporting of pupil progress, problems and needs from time to time. Sixth, assuring through personal behavior in community that the school staff image in community in behavior. Total school effectiveness. This consists of, first, accepting responsibility for pupil discipline throughout the school and in the interest of the school as a whole. Second, cooperating with all co-worker and exchanging ideas in order to improve and provide a variety of approach on the teaching situation. Third, executing all required school regulations and assignment on time. Fourth, accepting one's full share of pupil activity participation, such as attending athletic contest, etc. Fifth, contributing constructively to committees, faculty meeting and other school system groups. Sixth, taking positive steps in developing and maintaining faculty and students' morals. Professional growth and ethics. This stipulates, first, keeping knowledge up to date. Second, participant in service programs like seminars and workshops, etc. Third, adhering, A-D-H-E-R-I-N-G, to professional ethics, like that, not compelling students to take tuitions from him and his colleges, not recommending instructional material to students on some consideration, etc. Fourth, participation in the activities of professional organizations. Essential qualities of an economics teacher. These may be categorized as first, scholarship, second, professional growth, third, personality, fourth, teaching skills, fifth, human relations. First, scholarship. This includes first, acquaintance with problems of present day life. Second, background of the liberal education. Third, reader of magazine and newspapers. Fourth, reader of books on subject taught. Fifth, sound knowledge of the subject. Second, professional growth. This incorporates first, desire for improvement. Second, professional attitudes. Third, reader of professional books. Fourth, reader of educational magazines. Fifth, sound professional training. Third, personality. It has three aspects. First, physical aspects. A, physical aspects. B, personal virtues. Third, educative abilities. A, physical aspects. These includes first, personal appearance include dress, carriage, social expression, and personal cleanliness. Second, etiquette, including good manners, observance of social norms, courtesy and refinement. Third, wise, rich and mellow. Fourth, good language command including pronunciation and grammar. Fifth, health. B, personal virtues. These includes first, enthusiasm, enthusiasm. Second, fairness. Third, friendliness. Fourth, optimism. Fifth, patience. Sixth, self-control. Seven, sincerity. Eight, sympathy. Nine, tact. 10, understanding. C, executive abilities. These includes A, adaptability. B, directing ability. C, industriousness. D, initiative. E, organizing ability. F, resourcefulness. G, self-confidence. H, self-reliance. Fourth, teaching skills. The core training program package of the NCERT 1979 aiming at enabling the teachers to acquire mastery of manipulative skill for making their teaching effective includes the following skills. First, skills of class management. Second, skills of communication. Third, skill of interaction. Fourth, skill of the use of teaching aids. Fifth, skill of attitude and behavior. First, skill of classroom management. These includes as below. A. Control and modification of facial expression. The teacher should enter the class as a balanced person. It is necessary to emphasize the need for neatness and simplicity in his dress and appearance. Gaudy dress and shabby appearance have to be avoided. The teacher must maintain his calm and confidence in the face of gesticulation and mimicking of the group. MIMICKING. B. Greeting and taking up proper position in the class. The teacher is expected to offer the greetings while entering the class and then take the central place when students are offering greeting orally or by standing up in their seats, and then face the class and respond to the greetings. C. Movements. Locomotive in the classroom. Appropriateness of movement lies in providing a balanced supervision to the class and in being available at the right time to the students who needs help. D. Use of appropriate gesture in various situations and various stages. Expressions of gesture of approval, appreciation and disapproval also have a great bearing on learning. The tendency of offering an undue smile or encouragement or displeasure would form the negative points. Press like PRAISE, like gold and silver, owns its utility to scarcity. Second, skills of communication. Teacher comprises five skills: narrations, recitations, demonstrations, explanation, and demonstration. These skills are teacher dominated. Third, skill of interaction. These includes A. Questions and feedback. B. Discussion. And C. Problem solving. Fourth, skills of the use of teaching aids. This consists of A. Selection of teaching aids as per needs. B. Preparation of charts, models, maps, and diagrams. C. Operation of mechanical aids. D. Positioning while writing on the explaining from the blackboard. E. Writing on the blackboard with reference to size, shape, boldness, and color of letters. F. Drawing, sketching, preparing tables and graphs on the blackboard. Fifth, skills of attitudes and behavior. This comprises A. Patience, listening. B. Suggesting. C. Guiding. D. Counseling. Fifth, human relations. This comprises amicable, amicable. First, relations with students. Second, relations with colleges. Third, relations with parents. Fourth, relations with school personnel. Fifth, relations with administrator, inspectors, supervisors, etc. Sixth, relations with community. Seventh, relations with publishers, stationers, sports dealers, etc. Eighth, relation with professional organizations and workers. Significance of each letter of the words economic teacher. E stand for enthusiasm. C stand for clarity, constructiveness. O stand for objectivity. N stands for novelty or new ideas. O stands for observation. M stands for media user. I stands for interest in the subject or interest in the students. C stands for characters or constructiveness. S stands for scientific attitude. T stands for tact, thirst of knowledge, tolerance, or truth. E stands for efficiency, emotional stability. A stands for adaptability, affection, alertness. C stands for creativity. H stand for hard work, honesty, humanity, human relations, humors. E stands for experimental attitude. R stand for rationality, resourcefulness. Specific qualities needed in economics teacher. A teacher teaching economics is expected to possess the following specific qualities so as to make his teaching effective, fruitful, and inspirational. First, interest in economic problems. Second, interest in current affairs, especially having an impact on economics issues. Third, knowledge of statistics. Fourth, knowledge of economics, geography. Fifth, knowledge of commercial economics. Sixth, knowledge of the principle and practices of teaching economics. Seven, knowledge of sound evaluation procedures in economics. Eight, skill in organizing outdoor field work like surveys and visits to places of economics, commercial, and industrial importance. Nine, skill in preparing and presenting charts, curves, diagrams, graphs, etc. on the variety of economic and statistical data. Ten, skill in correlating economics issues with other social issues. 11. Relation and scientific attitudes towards controversial economics and social issues. 12. Skill in developing a comprehensive question bank in economics. 13. skill in the use of computer and internet, etc., for obtaining necessary facts and figures. 14. Skill in organizing economics, club and association. Training of an economics teacher. Training of an economics teacher involves the following. First, university degree in economics. Second, training course including methodology of teaching commerce. Third, in-service training through first, seminars. Second, symposiums. Third, workshops. Fourth, lectures. Fifth, study of books, newspapers, and journals related to commerce and allied subjects. Six, visit of commercial and industrial establishments. Seven, visit to industrial fairs.